This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a good day to get gone.
Let's go!
Let's go!
It's 7 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Face the facts. Face the facts of being what you are and who you are, for that is what will change what you are. You are who you are, but you may not be who you want to be.
Can I get that on a flowchart, please?
You know, I remember reading Kierkegaard a lot when I was studying philosophy in school. How many people remember Kierkegaard? Anybody else?
Yeah, Matt Kierkegaard.
Right.
No, he was the bartender at the Bottle and Cork.
Yes, he was. Yes, that's true. He was the cousin of Søren Kierkegaard.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yes, you remember that, Rich?
I remember his cousin, Søren. She was hot.
Yeah, she was.
All right,
waitress. So Rich is here, and Kenny's here, and Roberta's here, and Doug is here. Jennifer is off. We're looking at the grim details of today, such as they are. One of the things that's starting as of today in California, Governor Brown signed into law a bill which prohibits football teams at middle schools and at high schools from holding practices that have full contact football. And I don't know whether this goes into the practice is one thing, but the actual application is another thing. If, in fact, I don't understand the 90 minutes a day, what is it? If it's contacts or contacts, whether it's 1 minute, 90 minutes, what's the magic of 90 minutes? Anyway, the bill law actually limits the number of full contact practices
that is not to exceed 90 minutes a day.
Okay. Well, two per week.
Oh, okay.
And two per week, right.
Right, okay. So, and during the off season,
right.
Can't have
during the off season, right.
So this is a rather complicated way of dealing with something that I've been talking about for over 4 years now. The California Interscholastic Federation, which governs high school sports in the state, gets what I am saying and what the congressman or assemblyman Ken Cooley in California came up with, a bill that sort of limits or at least acknowledges the damages that can come from full contact. I don't know why they limit it to practice. Why in the world isn't it why don't they just limit it in terms of playing the game on high schools?
You wouldn't have a game.
Why?
How are you going to have football without full contact?
You try to kill these. So what is then? How are you going to learn how to do it the right way if they take it out of practice?
Well,
how do you learn how to protect yourself if they take it out of practice?
Exactly. Exactly. So you just made
my
point.
What's the point of this then?
You are going to have kids who don't know how to take a hit and don't know how to give a hit. Mm-hmm. And I bet you that after studying this after 2 years, 3 years, you're going to see more kids getting hurt.
That's what I'm looking
than
at.
Less.
Yeah. Why don't we just ban it altogether?
Well, that's
because,
my
point.
Because
the studies are out there. I mean, the amount of head injuries that these kids get, I mean, it's astronomical.
Yeah.
I would be with
Why
you
just,
in
just
that.
Just ban it.
Ban football.
I could say
ban football in middle school and high school.
But
that's all.
I would say give it to private organizations and maybe not take it out as good. Because, man, let me tell you something. Schools, being a public government entity, you're just laying yourself out there. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just part of life, part of football. You're going to get hurt at some point. The knee,
so why not eliminate it and therefore eliminate the public sector from being exposed?
The whole reason football is there is it's a physical
private
activity that you learn a lot of life lessons from.
There's a lot of other things you can learn life lessons from. You don't have to do it with football.
Glee club? What?
Well, are you putting down those people that belong
no,
to the
but you're
drama?
Not learn the same,
drama for one.
You're not going to learn the same lessons.
Sure
what
you
lessons?
Will. Exactly.
How to
the
hurt
same
other
lessons.
People?
No.
How to work
as a team, how to be personally responsible for your game, how to take direction, how to take criticism. You'll get all that in drama class.
You don't get the same
exactly
toughness
the same.
Out of sports, out of glee club and drama that you get out of sports.
What do you need
sports.
Toughness
I think
for?
You do, too.
What do you need toughness for?
Roberta, you were one of the toughest people people I know. You should know.
I didn't play football.
I
didn't play football. Yeah. I don't play any sports.
Right.
Other than scuba diving.
You should appreciate the fact that you have in life learned to be tough.
And I've been.
And you got that from somewhere.
So
yeah,
because
from living in New York,
I'm not tough. Is that what you're saying? That I'm a wimp because I didn't play football?
In many ways, yes, you are a wimp.
But football is just men behaving badly, basically.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're a tough guy, Doug, but you are also one of the biggest wusses I've ever met in my life.
Thank you.
I can make you cry in 60 seconds.
Well, that has nothing to do with whether I played football or not. If I had gotten hurt in football, I probably would have been crying more often.
I could pick one of
10
songs that would make you cry in less than 60 seconds.
And what's wrong with guys crying? What's wrong with boys crying?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
For the right thing. I mean, over a Barry Manilow song? Come on now.
Yeah, right. Well, so.
I mean, you know. Hey, listen, a girl.
You have way too much testosterone in you.
He cried at a at a Barry Manilow concert.
I played football
in high school. He would not have cried at a Barry Manilow concert.
Tom, nice to have you listening to the program. P.S. What do you think about Richie's comments? 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com. Roberta at DougStephan.com.
Calm down to testosterone, please.
Email as one
you
thing.
You more than I do.
Social media is another. Social media is facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show. What sorts of things are people listening is worked up about today, Kenny?
A lot of it is what's going on with Israel and Hamas.
Really? How does that affect the people who are worked up about it? Are they Jewish? Palestinian?
I can't tell from their names.
You know, I saw a very interesting video this week posted by an Israeli girl who said, please, people, do not believe everything you see in the news. It's so skewed, no matter which side you watch. CNN, Fox, MSNBC.
Of course it is. I've been saying that for years. It's all nonsense.
She goes, I'm sitting here in this conflict, and when I watch the news, it has no relation to what's actually happening.
Why are we talking about it? I don't want to talk about it. I want to say hi to Ray Plant, who's listening in Oklahoma City. Wendy Patmoff. I actually did a study of some of our listeners over the weekend because I was required to clear off my desk. It's kind of like being back in school. I'm clearing up everything.
Go Meredith.
Yeah, my desk. So I came across some of the people who have said hello. Shirley Helmholtz in Anchorage. Hi, Joe Johnson.
She said hello in 1998.
No, that's not true.
He's just clearing that email off of his desk.
It's 1920, Richie, back. Now, hi. Anyway, the way that you get in touch with us, there are thorough and complete ways now with all the technology that you can get your point across. So everybody should take advantage of them one way or another. Nobody should be frustrated. I was looking at somebody who actually listens in Tuxedo Park, Richie. Isn't that near you? Isn't there a Tuxedo Park in Maryland?
You know what? There is, but I don't know where it is. I guess up past Baltimore. Let me look.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on. Let's see, who else do we say hello to? A lot of people in Alaska. We are appreciative of the connection.
No, it's down on the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See?
Okay.
I know what's going on. You think I don't know what's going on? I know what's going on. The commemoration of the centennial of the First World War. A lot of people are talking about that this week, including this group of people that have surrounded the Tower of London with ceramic poppies. Story at DougStephan.com. If you look at these pictures.
So cool.
Yeah, actually beautiful.
It looks like there's blood running out of the Tower of London.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
It does kind of, yeah. Right, you see the blood red poppies that are there. Ceramic poppies planted
to
in.
Commemorate World
the
War
moat.
One.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Titled Blood Swept Lands and Seas of Red. The work consists of 888,246 ceramic flowers representing a British fatality. And so this is all around the grounds around the Tower of London. Visitors to the capital of England will see this and be just blown away by it. I can see in these pictures. The volunteers who began placing the poppies there a couple of weeks ago said the process will continue through the summer until the last flower is planted on November 11th, which is Armistice Day. So they started with the day in commemoration of the beginning, and then they will be done planting with the day that the war ended on November 11th. That's Armistice Day. That's pretty amazing. What a...
It's incredible.
It's sad that we have this kind of beauty to commemorate something that was so horrific, but yet it does help us. I think the implant in our mind, there's something that comes, okay, you think of these people who died, and you wonder whether there was a value to their life. And so this helps to put sort of a finishing touch on that, if you will. It's very touching. 16 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a reminder about BuzzBox Coffee. Get your free pound of BuzzBox Coffee and help change the world one cup of coffee at a time. More and more people are signing up. I have a list. I have it in front of me here of all the folks who in the last week or so have signed up for BuzzBox Coffee. And then the really intriguing thing are the people who are reordering. People are getting more. As a matter of fact, somebody said the only reason I knew that they got some more, Richie, the staff there at Radio America, is because there's no grinder there, and they were looking for just one.
Right.
Apparently, when they send the refills, one of them is ground and one of them isn't ground, so you can use the coffee grinder to grind them up. And somebody also was talking to me about this, how great these coffee beans are and how wonderful the smell is. And this guy said he grinds up pistachios. When he's grinding up the coffee, he grinds up pistachio nuts at the same time. What would that taste like, Roberto? You're pretty good at imagining what coffee tastes like. The rest of us, Kenny and Richie and I, don't drink coffee. What would coffee ground up with pistachio nuts taste like?
It'd be interesting. You know, they have like hazelnut coffee, so I imagine pistachios would be nice. Yeah.
See what happens. The point that I've been making about this for quite a while is that, and this is why I think I love BuzzBox, in addition to the philosophy of wanting to help some entity, like my 501c3 farm, which is a sanctuary for cows. The money that's coming from the sale of BuzzBox Coffee is helping my farm. And so in this circumstance, I think, all right, what's in this stuff? And so I had a whole long discussion with somebody over the weekend about coffee and why it tastes as bad as it does. You realize how bad we were talking about stuff going into Lake Erie and the toxins and stuff, the things that coffee beans are sprayed with that you're getting when you drink normal coffee that's not Arabica coffee, that comes from the normal sources, is covered with all kinds of crud. And that's why the coffee tastes so bad. And that's why many of these coffees, they have to put all kinds of things in. They're telling you, oh, we've got this new flavor and that new flavor. The reason they're giving you new flavors is because the coffee tastes like crap. And they want to cover up all of the badness that's in the coffee. So why don't you stop that craziness and order BuzzBox Coffee? Everybody that I have talked to, honest, tells me the same thing. This stuff smells the best and tastes the best of any coffee. They get all excited about it. So why don't you try to see what BuzzBox is about and see if you're as enthusiastic. I'm telling you, you will be. And the best part about it is the first pound of BuzzBox Coffee is free. Call this number, either 866-456-7805, or go to the orange box at DougSteffen.com. Click on the Buzz box and sign up for your first free pound of coffee, 866-456-7805.
According to a new study, the 7-year itch is less likely to break up a marriage than having a 7-month-old. Dubbed the Modern Love Report, the study was commissioned by USA Network in conjunction with its new drama series, Satisfaction. It reveals that once a baby is on board, parents are far more likely than couples without children to jump ship. The study also showed that Americans seem to have a double standard when it comes to cheating. 82% of those surveyed claim to have zero tolerance for it. Yet 81% said they would cheat if there were no consequences. And 42% of the respondents admitted they already have. Culture Co-op founder Melissa Levine-Delville, author of the study.
What's clear from our study is the likelihood of committing infidelity is far greater once the pressures of parenthood enter the equation. And as a couple in USA's Satisfaction realized, having it all with a spouse and kids may not be enough, or in some cases, too much to handle.
Satisfaction airs Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, only on USA Network.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, time to twist it and shout about it. So, many of you think about success in different ways. For example, the Beatles came upon the scene in America like soccer. Like, you just, I mean, one day we wake up and these guys are all over the radio, all over television. Do you think it happened just like that, or just like, oh, gee, one day they wrote a bunch of songs together and they sang them together and they thought this was cool? Or did they work really hard at success? There's a very interesting book that Richie is reading that tells a story that I think may apply to the Beatles and many others who seem like overnight sensations, but they really aren't or weren't.
Malcolm Gladwell, the author of The Outliers, The Story of Success, he looked at successful people and tried to find reasons why they were successful all throughout. And we've all seen these books all over the place. But he did a really analytical studies on them. And one of his chapters is called the 10,000-hour rule. And the basis of the 10,000-hour rule is that you are the master of something after you have done it for 10,000 hours. Not at 7,000 hours, 8,000 hours, but at 10,000 hours, that's what it takes for you to be successful at something. And just like Bach, Beethoven, whatever. Yeah, you looked at Beethoven, and by the time anybody says Beethoven really had masterpieces, it's when he had been doing 10,000 hours worth of composing music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
To do the 10,000 hours, it takes about 10 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Beatles burst onto the scene in 1964. But in the late 50s, the Beatles were just a band getting together and playing one or two gigs a night.
Which are working class kids, right, from Liverpool.
16, 17-year-old kids.
Teenage kids.
Until
they started getting gigs at strip clubs in Hamburg, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
These strip clubs, the promoter of the strip clubs, decided that they were just going to have bands on stage all night long. And the Beatles got hired by one of these because of a businessman who knew from Liverpool who knew the owners of the strip clubs. So they would work there, and their shifts would be 8 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
They did this three times a year for 2 years. So you add up the amount of hours that they worked in those 2 years, and it's like hundreds of, like 1,000 hours or something like that. So by the time they hit the U.S. in 1964, they've already got a couple of thousand of hours of just freelancing. They were making stuff up on stage, just winging it, and then playing songs that they had written and practicing and doing all this stuff. So then you fast forward 10 years where it takes to get to the 10,000 hours, and what album do they release?
Sgt. Pepper?
Which is widely acclaimed as being one of the masterpieces of rock and roll.
The 10,000 hours it took them to get here.
Yep.
But you see, a lot of people could practice the 10,000 hours and not release Sgt. Pepper.
Well, but he looks at people like Bill Gates, and he looks at athletes, and he looks at musicians. And everything that they all had in common was 10,000 hours of practice to be able to get to that point.
So we have spent, I would venture to guess, that you and I have spent, if not 10,000 hours, more than 10,000 hours together. You have and I have.
Sure.
I certainly have spent way more than that. I've probably spent 40, 45,000 hours or more if I were to figure out.
5 hours a day over 10 years. I mean, it takes 5-6 hours a day to get to 10,000 hours in 10 years.
All right, so you and I have put that in, Richie.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And look
absolutely
at how successful we are.
We're professionals.
Yes, we are.
You and I should be perfect by this time, Doug.
Right. Get plenty of time under our belt. That's a great philosophy. The book is called Outlier.
A very cool book.
Theory of the success from that perspective. Pretty smart stuff. 28 after. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Why are you drinking stale or rotten coffee? Did you know the roasted coffee bean is extremely perishable? Once the roasting process is completed, the clock starts ticking. If you thought that dog years went by quickly, the roasted coffee bean ages 1 year every 4 hours. Think about that. Proper packaging can slow the aging process, but coffee is at its optimal freshness during the 2 week period after it's been roasted. While the majority of coffee companies hide behind expiration dates, BuzzBox Coffee proudly comes with a roasted on date. This may seem insignificant, but it speaks to BuzzBox Coffee being such a high-quality product. Check out the coffee you buy and see if you can find an expiration date. Oftentimes, it's some arbitrary date in the future, as far as an entire year after the coffee has actually been roasted. But now you have a choice, so why not enjoy the best of the best coffee? That's USDA-certified organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, helps support my Eastleigh farm. Good Lord. BuzzBox Coffee, roasted, packaged, shipped, and on your doorstep within 48 hours of your ordering it. So join now and experience your free pound of coffee. Start by calling 866-456-7805. That's 866-456-7805. Or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the BuzzBox orange box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed.
Join Katy Perry and donate at MakeRoarHappen.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Started with information and conversation about what's going on in the world, thanks to the minds of Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Dr. Bruce Shanoff, who will join us with some medicine between the lines. I didn't say between the sheets, Roberta. I said between the lines.
That's perfectly fine.
Coming up just
the
a
lines
matter
of, sheets, yes.
Of moments. Federal workers have been caught surfing office computers for X-rated websites. And then they told investigators they did so because they were bored and they don't have enough to do.
Whoa.
You know, I'm with this. I'm with them and I'm with this story. And if there isn't a better example of why we need to cut government, cut spending, this is as good as you can find anyway. This is as good as it gets. Not that most people are going to say, oh, wow, they're watching porn on our time. No. Why do they have a job to begin with? They don't have enough work to do. And yet government keeps expanding and expanding and expanding. But the story, when you learn at this, there are a lot of government employees who spend a lot of time using their computer. I thought most government computers were locked out at porn.
Here's one guy who was spending up to 8 hours a week
watching
porn in his office.
Right. Here's one Federal Communication Commission worker who was spending, I think that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah. He admitted to investigators he pursued the smut because he was just bored.
Two things here. I have friends who work at companies where their computers are fairly well locked down from being able to click on any link or access many websites. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the government is letting has computers so that allow people to basically surf anywhere they want to go. The other thing is, you know, I live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia, and all of my friends and neighbors, you know, many of them are government contractors. I can't get too specific here, but I have a friend who is building out a, we'll call it a facility, for a government agency. He is right now finishing up this one facility that they're building, which costs, I think, $12 million.
Yeah.
By the time next summer rolls around, it will be outdated, and he is contracted to tear it out, throw it away, and build another one.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Why are we putting up with this?
We're out at dinner the other night, and he's telling me this story, and I'm like, I need another beer.
You think that Ayn Rand was wrong? Think about the way the predictions. If you haven't seen Atlas Shrugged or read the book or any of those from, or you don't read Reason Magazine, go get Reason Magazine. I try to read every month Newsmax on the right. I try to read Mother Jones on the left and Reason in the middle. And Reason is the only reasonable thing that I see. And there's no advertising in it. It's like Consumer Reports. It's basically just a sort of cut and dried way of understanding this kind of stuff that is so obscene. And yet these people come back to us and keep looking for more money, raise taxes on this, spend more money on that, so that these A's can sit around and waste money and time. What is the object lesson here? And how is it that we put our faith and trust in the government, and they keep doing this sort of thing, or we allow them to let this go on and on and on?
And he has
on.
Tried to go and save them money, saying, listen, you don't need to tear this out, you don't need to do this.
Yeah.
But they have to spend the money or else they don't get it back next year. If they don't spend their full allotment of their budget, their budget gets shrunk. So everybody's out there last minute. How can I spend $1 million in a month?
Instead of doing that and really doing what their job is with oversight, they waste their time on this stupid debate about whether there should be impeachment proceedings against the president. Come on, stop the stupid talk with wasting time on this kind of crap.
Or whether rewarding people if they come in under budget because they're being frugal, they're saving money, they know how to do things, you know, with less cost.
Richie, so
instead, it's like they're penalized for it.
Remember the hassle? Congressman Joel Heffley, who represented Colorado Springs and that area of Colorado for
years, used to give back part of his budget every year.
He was the only one in Congress. They're given $1 million to staff and feed their office, if you will. He was the only one of the 435 members of Congress that would turn back money every single year instead of spending every dime, which the rest of these clowns do. And he had the respect of lots of people for a long time until he got into Tom DeLay's face. And he was the one responsible for getting DeLay thrown out of Congress because he was on the ethics committee. He was the chairman of the ethics committee, and the rest of the Republican leadership drove him out. They drove him out of Congress to the point where he just didn't want to. It became so miserable, and he was a gentleman about it all the way along. He never said anything, but you knew what was going on behind the scenes. They croaked him because he got rid of their pal, DeLay. And DeLay was one of the biggest crooks in Congress for years. And that's the kind of stuff that goes on. That's what we're feeding into. And there's more of this every place you turn there. It's like I'm editing my comments because of the profanity that's coming up to my throat and almost out of my mouth, that we allow this sort of thing to go on and on and on. If they wanted to fix illegal immigration in 5 seconds, they could fix it. They wanted to. They don't want to because it doesn't serve the needs of the constituency that most of them get their money from. So they don't want to do it. And how many other, instead of having all these African leaders in the nation's capital to have a big powwow about what we can do to help you out in Africa, I don't care about Africa, frankly. If we can do more business in Africa, that's good for American companies, super. But in the meantime, these people who are spending their time focusing on Africa this week, week ought to be focusing on all of these other things, but they're not going to. They'll have a big poo-poo at the end of the week. There'll be a big, there'll be a press conference. We'll talk about all the investment in Africa American business is going to make, and want to be great to help them out, and it'll be good for their security, and blah, 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 blah. And I don't want to sound like a Neanderthal, but isn't it kind of time to stop this?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it timing? Even Roberto, who doesn't agree with me politically,
we need to focus on inside the borders for a while.
We do. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a lot of things going on here that
stop
aren't getting
all this stuff.
Attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I say? I say for 1 month. 1 month only. 1 month. We cut off all foreign aid.
Everything.
Just 1 month.
That's what happens.
You guys can handle it for 1 month, okay? We're going to give you the check again in 30 days, all right? But for 1 month. As a matter of fact, why not cut off all aid for 1 month? Would that get us back on budget?
Might.
Let everybody figure it out for 1 month, to 30 days. We'll be back. We'll start giving you your checks again in 30 days. But for 1 month, we need to get our budget back on track, and we need to get things and then start downsizing a little bit.
All right, let's get to the important story. Bacon prices. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average price of a pound of bacon rose another 6 cents last month.
Woo!
$6.11 a pound. That's 14% increase since June of last year. 41% increase since June of 2012. Wow. Price of bacon.
All-time high.
All-time high.
Wow. The
story at DougStephan.com. For what you'd spend for a pound of bacon today, you could buy a whole four-pound chicken. A 6 pound, let's see,
36 eggs.
Yep.
10 pounds of bananas. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the prices.
I'm investing in pork bellies today.
Well, you know what the reason for all this is? The price of government supervision, which in fact in this case isn't bad because if they would actually do their job, that is, if the people, the meat inspectors, are actually on the job doing their job. But there are a lot of other things that are entering into this: the cost of feed, which is going up because
there's
the cost
a virus.
Of fuel is going up, and there's a virus. Yeah. All kinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Killing pigs by the thousands for almost a year.
Mm. Well, it was what happened when there was mad cow disease. We didn't have it here.
And the drought.
A few things are going to fall for. This is going to happen. The cost of milk, I was reading in one of my dairy trades over the weekend, how the cost of milk, and a lot of people have stopped drinking milk because it has become expensive. Now, you can buy a gallon of milk around here, cheap milk, in the convenience stores for about $4. I sell the raw milk on my farm for $12 a gallon if it's in a glass bottle. And that's what people are willing to pay. And frankly, that's a kind of a reasonable profit. It's not a lot of money because in order to do this the right way, it costs money to do it the right way. I have to do things that are different than what the average farmer does in order to make sure the milk is clean and healthy. And even then, sometimes we fall down on it. But this is part of what's going on. Part of the things that Richie was explaining are playing into it. The bigger factory farms are growing this stuff back to what we were talking about, the problem in Toledo, and the way that the government is allowing these farms to just grow and grow and grow and grow. And if you looked at
if you remember last year,
size that these pigs are raised in, my God, you know why they were getting sick. What happened last year?
Remember last year, was it Smithfield? Sold to the Chinese?
Bought by the Chinese. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. More and more of that. Yep, yep, yep. Our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you how often you eat bacon. A, almost every day. B, once or twice a week. C, once a month. D, rarely. I can't remember the last time I had bacon. F, I never eat bacon. G, I'm eating bacon right now. All right, so you can take the poll like most people do. They go to DougStephan.com, and we'll find out as a result of your paying attention to what's going on. The story, however, that you would check out about this is at DougStephan.com as well. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff reads Between the Lines from the World of Medicine up next here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that over 6 billion K-Cups were thrown in landfills last year? K-Cups can't be recycled. They cost up to 3 times the price of BuzzBox Coffee. We know the reusable filter that comes with the Keurig isn't great, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-Cups that are often stale from sitting on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get what you truly would like to have in the best of the best department when it comes to coffee. That would be USDA-certified organic shade-grown top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, help support Eastley Farm. Simply use the Solo Fill from BuzzBox Coffee and you can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and you can save a heck of a lot of money. $699 a year to be exact. BuzzBox Coffee. Folks, taste the difference. You will love it. Get one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougSteffen.com and click on the BuzzBox.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and 12 ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, if you're interested in finding out what's going on here and you may not be able to find us when we're on the air, does TuneIn have an All Doug All the Time channel?
It has a Radio America channel, which you're a part of, which is All Doug All the Time. But yes, it does. You can listen to any hour of any day's show. If you just go to TuneIn and search Doug Steffen, you will see all the podcasts there, and you can listen live on your mobile device.
TuneIn.com. That's the place to find it. You'll find Dr. Bruce Shanahoff there, as you will find him here every week at this time. Dr. Bruce is a well-known chiropractor focusing on spinal decompression issues. His website is 818newback.com. Fascinating information, what you'll learn about your body and how your vertebrae and your back itself, how everything fits together. Bruce has been studying medicine all his life and is concerned, as are lots of us, about what you don't hear, what you don't know, or maybe some of the half-truths that come from some of the medical community. So I enlisted his help to go between the lines and every week bring us up to date on some new nuance, if you will. I don't know if that's redundant or not, but a nuance in medicine that hasn't gotten the proper attention. Bruce, hi.
Hey, Doug. Good morning to you and everybody else. Let's talk a little bit about medical tourism. Because last Friday I was in the car and I was listening to a interview with Zoe Ter, who was born Robert Ter, an American broadcast reporter and scientist best known for helicopter reporting. Are you familiar with Robert Ter?
No.
No. Anyways, he's a famous guy in Los Angeles. He's credited with not just saving many, many lives with daring rescues, but also filming the O.J. Simpson pursuit on the freeway with the Reginald Denny beating.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Well, now Robert is Zoe Ter. He is a transsexual, or she is, excuse me, a transsexual male to female, and she was on the radio telling her story about sexual reassignment surgery that she completed just last month. And having gone to San Francisco to support a friend undergoing a similar surgery, she was horrified by the care that her friend received, the post-operative care, that everything about it turned her off to the point where she went to Thailand to get the sexual reassignment surgery. And having her describe that, the fact that it was less than one-third the cost of what it would have been here. The accommodation, she said, was like staying in a 4-star hotel. The, you know, every element, the surgical suite, she said, was technologically brilliant and beautiful and couldn't be beat. And all of this at just a small fraction of what someone would pay for surgery here in the United States. And this isn't just about sexual assignment surgery, reassignment surgery. This is about every kind of surgery that people undergo. We pay so much more here and get such worse service. This is really a thing we have to look at.
Well, one of the things I think that's apparent is that the inflation is caused by government interference in health care. I think that's part of it for sure. Not a lot of competition because the companies are buying up the hospitals left and right. Then there's still a whole business about a $4 back in box of Kleenex. Hi, Bruce. Thank you. 818newback.com is Bruce's website.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Can we work something out, please? I mean, his car has got to be ready by the time I leave, you know?
That's your pee.
Yeah. Do you want to train the pig for the bar?
If you can part with the pig.
Big job interview on the West Coast. It's very important to get down there in a couple of days. Plastic surgery, you know? The truth is, well, they could probably pay me about 20 times what you could afford.
So how many of you remember that scene from Doc Hollywood?
Oh, yeah.
The theme song from the movie The One and Only, Chesney Hawks. The movie was a big splash and great for his career. I think Michael J. Fox had a good television under his belt by then, good movies. And so when you listen to some of the extraction here, it's just fun to hear this. What else you got, Richard?
I'm somewhere to Beverly Hills. Plastic surgery. Not that you need any.
I thought there was one more.
I played them all.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Nice going, Richie.
You're done.
Number one movie this week in 1991. Does it seem possible? 23 years
ago. I could play that whole movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good movie.
That's a lot of fun.
Wait, didn't he, he was driving a Porsche or something, went through somebody's fence?
Yeah, it was like a little Carmen Ghia type thing.
Was it a Carmen Ghia?
Yeah.
Anyway,
or a little
Porsche. Cute movie. One of the things that underscored what a talent he was, I think. It's now 55 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, focusing now on movies. Chuckers off today. Kenny's going to give you the results of the box office totals, and a couple of anecdotal things happening in the world of movies. I suppose we'd call it movie news. Up next on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See store staples.com for details.
A couple of interesting stories in the news, but first let's get to Ken, who has a rundown of the top. You have top five, top ten movies? What do you have there, Kenny?
Whatever you'd like.
I'd like the top ten, because Chucker doesn't go.
I'd like the top 100 movies, please.
Yeah, okay, top 100 would be fine, but you don't get time for that.
Okay, let's see. Number 10 from this weekend was A Most Wanted Man, $3.3 million. Number 9 was And So It Goes, also $3.3 million. Number 7 was Sex Tape, 3 weeks now, and it's taken fast,
well.
3.5.
Yeah, that didn't do as well as one would have thought.
I want to see it.
Carmen Diaz. I would like to see that, yeah.
Yeah. The Purge sequel, The Purge Anarchy, was number 7, 5.5.
Purge Anarchy.
What is that about? I don't know that movie. Do we talk about that?
It's a horror movie that you wouldn't like, but Chuck probably took his daughter to see it already. the Plane sequel, Fire and Rescue, was number 6, 6.4 million.
That
Dawn
didn't do that well either, did
apes.
It? Huh?
It's made $47 million in 3 weeks so
that's
far.
Not a big deal. Yeah. All right, keep going.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was number 5, 8.7 million. It's up to 189 million now.
Wow.
Hercules was number 4, 10.7 million, up to 52 million. Get On Up, the James Brown movie, 14 million at number 3.
That's all it did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think that would
be. I'm going to have to go support that movie.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Lucy is number 2, another 18 million. That's up to almost 80 million now in 2 weeks. And number 1 was Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, setting a record for an August opening with $94 million.
So let me get this straight. A raccoon saving the galaxy did better than James Brown, the Godfather of Soul.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
What's that tell you?
Yeah. Because of people are whacked when it comes to their taste in movies.
My son
was a story about filmmaker Alex and Stephen Kendrick, who grossed nearly $80 million on 4 Christian-themed movies that have been made for less than $4 million combined that were out this year. You know this story? I think Kevin Sorbo was in one of them.
Wow.
Mistaken. Pretty interesting stuff. All right. That's our movie report. 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.